Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just sitting here, just basking in the presence of the Most High. I'm just grateful that he woke me up to see another day. I just bless his name. He is our mighty creator. Yes, he is. He's our Elohim, our Yahweh, our Yehovah. He's the true God, the true God whom the saints, the believers, the followers of his truth, that's who we believe in. We depend on him. I know I do. I have to have him. We trust him. And we do all this through the belief and the trust that we have in his son, the Messiah. We trust him by his grace that he gives us every day. His mercies are new every day. His grace and favors are new every day. And we can't do anything but praise him and thank him. And I know I do. I just can't help but thank him for his faithfulness, knowing that he is the Most High. Hallelujah. He sits above all and everything. He's mighty. And I thank him for today. For today. As the Holy Spirit and I talk about the Messiah, yes, the Savior of the entire world. You may hear me call him Yeshua. Yes, that's who he is, the Messiah, Jesus. He's the anointed sent one. He was sent into this world to give us the right to have a reconciliation back to our Creator, the Most High. I'm so thankful for that. I also thank you, yes, every one of you, those who called in to join in on Crown Talking Drums Radio, right here in this time zone, this early Sunday morning, a couple of minutes after 7 a.m. Amen. The last Sunday of the month. Amen. Wow, we are about to launch into a new month. The sixth month of the year already. Time is just ticking right on into the future. And there's nothing we can do about it. We can't make up time. Amen. For some of you, it may be noontime. It may be late in the night or over in the morning. Wee hours of the morning as well. I don't know if someone maybe who's tuning in right now or someone listening to the recorded broadcast, but either way, I'm just so grateful that you decided to add this broadcast hour to your schedule. Amen. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministries. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I thank Elohim for giving me this opportunity, for giving me this space. Amen. In this season of my life, can't thank them enough. I don't know where the next season may be, where I may be in the next season, but I'm grateful for the season right now of him giving me. He gives us all really the opportunity. But right now where we are, hallelujah, this platform, hallelujah, that he's given me to share his goodness and his faithfulness by way of encouraging others. And myself, amen, with his living truth. His word is life, and it elevates us. It brings us the very life of himself, and it brings him, you know, not us, an individual, or not me, but it brings him to the forefront. Amen. It's all about him. It's all about the king and his kingdom serving down here. Hallelujah, to win the loss at all costs. That's where we should be. That's where our mindset should be. With so much that's going on all around the world, it's just, you know, you're just seeing this and that, and it's like, okay, that too? Wow. Now we're seeing about the money and how the money is the United States is bankrupt, been broke for many years. But and they just been printing money. And the country is in debt. They're talking about so many different social securities and different governmental funding that people live off of being effective if something doesn't take place. And I've only seen pieces of it. I really need to pull it up and look at it to see what they're actually saying. But I know it's affecting money. And if it comes to whatever decision is not made, a lot of people's lives are going to be affected. But that's part of the end times. These things are going to happen. That's why we have to know and be connected like never before to the divine source for life. He promised us that we would still make it. He promised us that we would still be able to, you know, walk in the overflow, even through all what's going on. I take him at his word. And in the meantime, we still have to prepare ourselves. We have to pray. We have to use wisdom. We have to seek him. And when he speaks to us, amen, we have to be able to know what he's telling us to do. Follow his direction. Follow his lead. Amen. But I'm just grateful. Regardless of what all is going on in this world, you know, with the food prices, the gas prices up and down, and so many instabilities going on in the economy, we still have the greater one. And he lives on the inside of us. He leads us. He guides us. He talks to us. He reminds us of what he tells us in the word or what's spoken to us. And we are those mouthpieces that go out and tell the world. Amen. Amen. It's just so much divisions taking place. So many different things on the floor in the family, in the family. So many different levels of divisions. But we have to pray. Amen. All the different various diseases. And then one I never had heard of that existed was called the hand, foot, feet disease or some type of virus that children can get. And it's not often that an adult gets it, but then I just experienced someone that just had themselves, and their mouth was broken out with sores, and their throat was broken out with sores. So many different diseases on the land. But we serve the creator, the healer of them all. Amen. Healing is our bread. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High, and he came to bring us healing. He came to bring us life. And we have to speak it. Amen. And it may appear that all this stuff, all that's going on around us is on the rise. You're hearing this new thing and that new thing and learning of this. But it doesn't matter. Amen. We have to continue to trust and pray and take our Heavenly Father at his word. Amen. Because guess what? He still has the final say. And it's stated in his word, and he still will win every battle. And I thank him that in him, hallelujah, we win every single time. Hallelujah. So if ever there was the time that we need encouragement through the word, if we need prayer, not just a prayer, sometimes we need some intensive, yes, fervent prayer to take place. And the scripture tells us man ought to always pray, not faint. And we're praying all kinds of prayers. Amen. For all. Amen. Man. Not just a certain race or nationality. We pray for all men. Amen. Everywhere. And if there's ever a time for that prayer and that encouragement, that time's now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you and me today. Amen. As he continues to encourage us to continue to stand in this fight, this good fight of faith. Amen. As we continue to hear in the Spirit and see also in the Spirit what's really going on, as he downloads to us what we need to know as we seek him. Hallelujah. As we seek his face. Amen. He will give us the answers. He will give us the direction that we need. We are kingdom citizens. That's who we are. And he wants us to be effective kingdom citizens. Amen. That's what the Most High wants us to be. Yeah, that's who he wants us to be. Not what. That's who he wants us to be. We represent him. His anointed and his appointed. And we've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this for his kingdom. Let us have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. You are our heavenly Father. You are our creator. We just give you praise for what you're yet to do, what you've already done, what you're yet to do, hallelujah, what you're doing right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this brand new day, a day we've never seen before, we'll never see again. Help us to redeem the time of today. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We just give you praise that you allowed us to wake up and see it. Hallelujah. We're going to get to experience your new mercy today. Well, we're not going to get what we do deserve. Hallelujah. Thank you for the new grace. Well, we get what we don't deserve. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. You are a terrible Father in that good sense. Yes, you are terrible. Hallelujah. Thank you for your awesomeness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Can't praise you. Can't thank you enough. Thank you for your unconditional love. We just want to praise you right now. Take a moment to give you all the glory, the honor, the praise. We don't take it for granted that you woke us up this morning. We're in our right state of mind. Hallelujah. We know who we are and we know whose we are. That should be first. We know whose we are first and foremost. So therefore, we know who we are. We're in you. We've been sealed with your Holy Spirit of promise. And we thank you that you've given us every activity of our limbs today and our senses are in operation. We thank you for that. We don't want to be controlled by our senses, but we thank you that you give them to us. Hallelujah. To help us to operate down here on this earth. And we give you praise for that. Hallelujah. Thank you for sheltering us. The shelter and the roof over our head, the clothes that you give us on our back, the food that you supply for us to eat to nourish these natural temples. We give you praise for that. Oh, my. So many things we can take for granted. The clean water that we are able to bathe in. Oh, my. We don't have to drink the same water that we take a bath in. So many things we take it for granted, Father. Just thank you. We just give you praise this morning. We didn't have to eat out of a garbage can or anything like that, Father. Sometimes we may not have exactly what we want to eat, but you still sustain us with food and the natural necessities that we need. You are Jehovah, our provider, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, our heavenly creator, help us. Help us, help us, help us. I ask you now, Holy Spirit, as you and I together encourage the saints, hallelujah, the set apart ones of the Most High, hallelujah, you're welcome. You're welcome in this space, and it's time to infiltrate it. Take over, hallelujah. Let your presence, hallelujah, take over, hallelujah. All of you, I'm just a yielded vessel, hallelujah. Wanting to be used for your glory. Hallelujah. Yes, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer and speak shalom peace to you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I'm just grateful and humbled this morning. I'm just thankful for the word that I don't know how the Father's going to bring it out and how he, as I just kind of reflected on my week this week and last night I was reflecting and I got in late. The past few nights I've gotten in real late and I've just been reflecting on my week and the company that I've been around and the company that's been in my presence and, you know, I was just looking and as conversations were taking place and I just heard the Father just speak to me last night, even as I was laying down. I really didn't know. I said, okay. I really didn't know where he was going to take me this morning. And then I heard this question as I was lying down, I have the correct pronunciation for the correct word. Are you or are we prepared with the answers? Are we a prepared people with the answers, with the right answers, with the profound answers, with the seasoned answers? When I saw conversations taking place, I ask questions. I'm a question answering individual because I want to know. I question the Father. I'm a detailed person. He made me that way. And sometimes it's like maybe not good, but then I guess it is okay to be that way. I just want to know. Maybe I've just been inquisitive like that all my life. I don't know, but I just notice I do ask a lot of questions. And but then as he was ministering to me about this, as I was laying down and just laying in the bed, and I didn't get back up. I just laid there as I was going to sleep, and different things were coming to my mind. I should have got up and wrote some of them down. I pray the Holy Spirit brings them back to my memories and the things that the Father was speaking to me as I was laying there, and because my body was tired, and I was trying to wind my thoughts down. I was ready to get some sleep. But as I was lying there, I just began to think that life itself is full of answers. It's like we're always on an interview, or when questions are being asked, it's like you're in an interview. If you go to a job interview and the person who's interviewing you, they're asking you this question, they ask you that question, and you have to be able to answer the right. You have to be able to give the right answers in order to get the position. More than likely, I'll be one of the candidates to make it down to the final decision that employer is going to make. So that life is full of that. Answers are always being given, and questions are always being asked. Amen. And as I was meditating over on some of the conversation I was witnessing and some of the conversation I was involved in, and some of them I wasn't. But I could just hear, and I was watching the reactions and watching people's expressions. And I was just thinking about this as I was laying down going to sleep. And when the Father spoke this to me, about the answers asking me, and now he's asking me to ask you, he's asking us, do we have the right answers? Because the people are coming with questions. And the times that we're living in right now, we want to be ever so prepared to make sure we have the right answer. Amen. I know I do. I don't want to answer just off the flip. And I don't want to, I want to be able to study. As the scripture even tells us, always be quick to hear and slow to speak. Sometimes some people want to just talk so much. They haven't even heard the entirety of what's going on. I even interrupted a conversation and somebody said, isn't that right? Isn't that right, Mom? I said, wait a minute, you're going to have to roll that back. I didn't hear all what you said. So it makes a difference that we don't just be so quick that we want to say something. You got some people that just love to talk. Is there any time for you to be a hearer of what's being said or what's really being said? Because it makes a difference in what's being said to have understanding. So sometimes when people talk a lot, and I didn't hear really what you said, I'll back you up. I'm just that type of person. I said, wait a minute, can you re-say that? Or what kind of answer are you expecting me to give? I'm just like that. And I'm glad somewhat that I'm like that. But then sometimes it can be maybe a disadvantage for me. I'm not really sure. It doesn't even matter. We are how we are. That's the way the Creator made us. And I love that. So I'm just going to love and enjoy the fact that he made me the way he made me, and it is what it is. Hallelujah. And I just bless him. But I just want to kind of just give us that introduction that, we have to have the ability to answer questions artistically, with an art, I'm going to say, not just to be smart or think we know everything, because even in asking that question, when I asked you that question, are you prepared with the answers? Some of you may have said yes, I'm prepared with answers. You know, how do you know? You don't even know what's going to be asked to you. Some of you might say, I think so. You know, as a believer, that's the question I want to ask you. And I'm talking about me as well, us. When questions are answered, are we prepared to answer? When questions are asked, are we prepared to answer them? Some of us might think we are. Some of us might say, I think so, or maybe, or some people might be so headstrong to think, I know everything. I got the answer for it all. And some people think that. Have mercy is all I can say. We don't always have all the answers. And sometimes we have to go back and do some research. Let me come back. Well, let me get back with you on that one. Amen. Amen. So that's just life. Amen. But we have a people. We want to have the art. Amen. And who will give us that art to be able to display the answer is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's awesome like that. When we have applied ourselves, so you may ask, where are you going with this, and what are you talking about getting that right answer? Well, we're just gonna go where the Holy Spirit is taking us. He gave me a few scriptures to jot down, but I guess He just wants us to just talk about it. These are different things that the Father was kind of ministering to me as I was going to sleep last night. And He's bringing some of those pieces back to my mind. So I'm grateful for that. We just have to, in our conversation, there has to be a balance. When we're giving answers, we can't just, you know, blurt off the top of our brain. We have to study. And like we said, that scripture in James where it tells us, you know, be quick to hear and slow to give answers. You know, we have to be, that's why I think the Father gave us two ears. He wants us to hear much more than He wants us to just talk. Amen. Amen. Because when we're talking, we want to be able to talk with seasoned words. Amen. And I just believe that today. So life itself is, you know, in this world, a lot of times you don't know, I was reminded of this yesterday. Sometimes when you think about answers, you wonder, you know, who am I? Why am I here? You know, as believers sometimes, what are my goals? What am I going to do? And I'm thinking about the young guy I went to a graduation yesterday. It was my son's sister-in-law, and she graduated from high school. And the young man, he wasn't the class president, but he graduated with the highest GPA. He had a GPA of 5.43, and you can tell he was smart. And when he got up, now the senior, she did an introductory speech, the president for the seniors. And it was pretty good too. But this guy, when he got up and began to speak, he talked about purpose. And he talked about even in 2019 when he came to high school, he was still searching out his purpose. I mean, he gave the seniors something to think about. And he gave even me something to think about now that I think about it, because it's coming out. But he was just talking about purpose. And he said, some of us right now, getting ready to embark on another area in our life, another adventure of our life. Some may be going to college, some may be going to military, to the armed forces. And he was just talking like that. And he said, you don't know, he said, but some of you in here may be older and you still don't know what your purpose is. What are you doing about not knowing where your purpose is? Are you self-evaluating? I mean, I wish I had had some a note pen and a notepad. It was so good and eloquent. And he was looking at his paper a little bit, but it was like he memorized his speech. And he probably talked for about, I'm going to say a good five to eight minutes, almost 10 minutes. It was just so good. And he kept everybody engaged. I mean, I just wanted to stand up and give him applause. It was just such an awesome speech that he gave. And it makes us think, making me think even the more now, that we have to know what I answer. He said, where it starts at is yourself. Looking at yourself in the mirror, you have the ability, we have the ability to change. Any area where we need to come up. He said even when he was challenged by his parents and he was challenged by his teachers that he could do better and do better than, you know, he was just trying to slide on by. And he was thankful for the pushes in his life, those who encouraged him to even step it up even the more. And see, we have those type of people in our lives. Amen. Sometimes we have questions and we may call a fellow brethren or a fellow sister and ask questions. And a lot of times, sometimes they don't have all the answers, but they can just only give a little word or kind of share with you, well, just pray and I'm going to be in prayer with you that, you know, the Holy Spirit or the Father will give you. Or sometimes you may have the self-reflecting. It's not about us as individuals, but then it is. We have to know who we are. Amen. First and foremost, we have to know, you know, and as the Father, you know, he was talking from a natural aspect, but I was taking it from a spiritual aspect because it's important that we know who we are. Amen. Whose we are. And the only way we're going to know those things is we're going to have to study. We got to get in this word. We got to know what this word says. Amen. And I think that at this point, we're going to just go on into the scripture reading. Amen. But as we go there, I just want to ask you again, are you prepared with the answers? Amen. And I hope by the end of this message, you will, by the end of this talk or whatever you want to call it, your answer will be, yes, you know, I'm prepared. Or, yes, I'm getting there. Because you know what? None of us have arrived. And we don't have all the answers. Guess what? The scripture even tells us we only know things in part. Amen. And when the fullness, when the Father comes, when he sits back in front for us, that's when we're going to know the fullness of all things. But right now down here, we only know things in part. But we still have to have answers. That's what we have to help. This world is dying. This world is on its way to hell, in what they would say, in a handbasket. And we have to have the answers, saints. We have to. Yes, we do. We have to be equipped and prepared, hallelujah, with answers, the right answers. Amen. So the scripture that we're going to go to is Colossians. Amen. It's a lot of Colossians. It's like the Father had me all in that scripture today. This morning when I woke up, I didn't know where he was going to take me. I just knew what he told me before I went to sleep. And I'm grateful he took me here. Amen. So the only way we're going to be able to give the right answer, we're going to have to press into what the word tells us. So in Colossians 3, amen. Let us go to Colossians 3. Am I at the right passage? Okay. Yes. I wrote the wrong note down for the wrong passage of scripture. It's all good. Amen. Let us go to Colossians 3. I really wanted to read that whole entire chapter. Third chapter. But we're going to kind of break into it and start at that 12th verse. Amen. And I'm reading this out of, what is this application? My Life Application Bible. Amen. Reads a little different. And starting at that 12th verse, this is Paul talking to Colossians. Amen. Since you have been chosen by Elohim, who has given you this new kind of life, and because of his deep love and concern for you, you should put on clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy and kindness to others. So see, we are to put on here, put on, clothe ourselves, kindness and mercy to others. Don't worry about making a good impression on them, but be ready to suffer quietly and patiently. And I think in the King James or the New King James, it says with long suffering. Amen. That's what it says. Put on therefore, yes, this is King James, as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Has the Messiah has forgiven you. 13, be gentle and ready to forgive. Yes. Never hold grudges. Remember, we talked about that, remember, last week, I think. Remember, the Yahweh, hallelujah, forgave you. The Most High forgave you, so you must forgive others. Hallelujah. You see that? It's a must. You must. We must forgive others. Where there's no getting around it. No kind of way. We must forgive others. Most of all, let love guide your life. For then the whole church, the whole body will stay together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of heart, which comes from the Most High, or the Messiah, be always present in your heart and in your lives. For this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body, and always be thankful. When people, a lot of us, everybody didn't live in a home that's filled with love and the peace of the Most High God. Everybody didn't come up in that type of home with the nurturing and the love of both parents. Amen. Mine started out that way, the nurturing and the love of both parents, but it didn't end up that way. And everybody, you know, some people were born into just a single family parent anyway. There was no marriage involved at all. Amen. There was no father, no mother. Not even the mother is fully involved. But that's the way the Father designed and desires that it be. Amen. It's true. We long to live in such a home. You know, those who may be listening or may be hearing my voice right now, you may not have came up in that type of home, but that was your desire. And that's your desire even for future, for your children and your children's children. You desire that they come up in a loving home. Amen. Some homes, all they know is a bunch of mess going on, a bunch of division. As we talk about, divisions are on all kind of levels in this world. Amen. But it's just a true statement. We long for that type of a home. And then sometimes within our own home, we shortchange our own family. You can have pastors that go out and preach and teach the word and love on everybody outside of the home. And when they get home, they're a different person. Have mercy, Father. It's true. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've lived in that at one point in a former marriage. I lived it. So it's true. Life experiences, they do something. Amen. But the thing about it, when you have the source of the Most High with you, amen, he's able to help you to make the right choices, yes, and even in through that, give the right answers. Amen. Sometimes our kindest words are outside of the home, around others and those that don't even live in our home. But when we go home, that's where there's more disrespect. That's sad. It shouldn't be that way. Because the Father's cleaning us up and working on us from the inside out, our words should be seasoned all the time, inside and outside. That's why I know Paul was encouraging these people at Colossae, telling them to put on, because I did read the entire chapter, and even before that, he was encouraging them. I'm going to back up a little bit. He was telling them, and when the Messiah, I'm going back to the fourth verse, and when the Messiah, who is our real life, comes back again, you will shine with him and share in all his glory. So away then with sinful earthly things, dead the evil desires lurking within you. So see, there's some dead things in us. Even back then, all mess was still in people. And it's still today. Mess is still in it. Now he was talking to the people at Colossae. These were converted believers. Amen. They had came over to the faith. But he was still letting them know, have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, shameful desires. Don't worship the good things of life, for that is idolatry. In other words, don't put anything, hallelujah, before the Creator. That becomes your idol. That's idolatry. Amen. Anything that you give more time to, anything that I give more, when I say you, I'm talking about me as well. Amen. I can't exclude myself from this word. Amen. Anything that we're giving more time to, hallelujah, and it takes more time than the time we spend with our heavenly creator, acknowledging him. Sometimes we had these cell phones. We on these phones. We playing these games. Anytime we can spend hours doing that. What about that time with the heavenly father? No, we got to have answers. We need to have answers, and they need to be seasoned with salt. Because if we spend all that time on social media, wasting all that time when a situation arises, what are we going to have to say? What's going to come out of our mouth? What we've been putting in our ear gate, our eye gate, is that what's going to come out? We've been entertaining our flesh. Amen. Instead of spending that time in the spirit. And I felt I was missing it this week because I had so many different things going on. My time was invaded. My time with the Most High was invaded, I felt. It was okay. I was still able to talk to him within myself. I was still able to steal away a few moments. Even when I would go to the restroom, I would just pray. Sometimes even I would pray in the heavenly language, pray in the spiritual language. Amen. Non-English, in other words. I would just pray because I wanted to stay prepared. I didn't know what might come up. You have different people around you. Amen. And a lot of times you don't know what all they're doing. And one set of the people around me was my son and his wife. But anyway, I still have to stay prepared because I didn't know what I may have to minister to them, what I may have to say to them. We have to stay prepared, saints. That's all I'm saying. And here Paul was encouraging them, letting them know that don't get caught up in any idols. So I'm encouraging us today. It says, Elohim's terrible anger is upon those who do such things. The Father hates it. He hates any type of idol. He is a jealous Father. Amen. He don't like us to put anything before him. Amen. You used to do them when your life was still part of this world. Come on now. We're not part of this world. I'm telling you what Paul was telling them. But now is the time to cast off. Yes. And throw away all these rotten garments. Anything that's rotten. Hallelujah. It's going to spoil anything else. If you have a bag of apples and one of those apples is rotten within that bag, if it stays in that bag long enough and it stays contained and closed, it will start affecting the good fruit. That's anything that's in us that's rotten. Hallelujah. The good that's in us, that rottenness, if we allow it to overtake, it will override any good that's in us. And before you know it, the rottenness has taken over. My. Rotten garments of anger, hatred, cursing, and dirty language. So guess what? They had all that going on back then. Nothing's changed. Nothing's new under the sun. So guess what? It's still going on today. A bunch of dirty language, a bunch of anger, a bunch of hatred, a bunch of cursing going on today. And some of it's going on amongst the saints. Sometimes someone will let a word slip out. Guess what? You have not been sanctified in that area. It shouldn't even come to your mind. Or if it does, you immediately throw it away. It shouldn't even come out. Uh-oh. Ouch. Oh, don't let lies, don't tell lies to each other. It was your old life with all its wickedness that did this sort of thing. Now it is dead and gone. See, we're new creatures. Those old things we did, we need to be sanctified. Those things have been sanctified through the cross, to the cross, nailed there by the blood of the Messiah. Amen. You are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like the Messiah who created this new life within you. In this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Amen. For some of us, that has been a goal. We have go to school for everything. Some people got so many degrees, it makes no sense. Spend all that time, and in the end, it's not going to matter. Nothing that we see down here that in this natural realm, none of it is going to be, it's all fleeting. It's fleeting right now. It's passing away even now. Amen. It doesn't matter what's on the inside, the focus. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be intentional with our time and our personal relationship with our Father. So we will be able to give the right answers at the right time for such a time that we're living in, saints. We're living in perilous times, critical times. We're living in a wicked, perverse world. Yes, we are. We're not of it, though. Yes, we've been bought with a price. We've been bought out. Hallelujah. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. So it is adamant that we walk like that. It is adamant that we talk like that. It is adamant that we live like that. It is adamant that we represent like that. People ought to take double looks when they see us and not looking at us from what we look like out of the natural, but by just seeing a glow or some type of presence on us without us even opening our mouth. My, I'm thinking about the presence that had to be on Paul and when they would just walk by and healing would take place, when they would just give a cloth and someone would be healed, a prayer cloth. And now you got ministry trying to sell them for money. My. It's just the truth anyhow. But that's what kind of oil should be oozing from us as believers. Yet, even in this time, the Father hasn't changed. And what he wants from our lives and out of our lives hasn't changed either. He wants his glory to be revealed in us, through us. Amen. In his behalf. We don't take the glory. We give it back to him. Amen. 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 You think about some of the saints of old, like Catherine Kuhlman and all them, that when they would go and just touch and blow or whatever, sometimes they would just, like, and it would just be a healing, a manifested miracle would take place. Miracles are still for today. But you know why they're not taking place today? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. If we were doing the thing that they did in the scriptures in the Bible, hallelujah, when miracles took place, as the Messiah showed us example after example, if we were doing, hallelujah, what they were doing, we would see those same results. But we're not. We have let things slip. We have let things slip. We have to have the answers. We are the ones that bring the answers to this dying world. That's why we have to stay prepared and ready. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Whether a person has a Messiah is what matters. And he is equally available to all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that was what I read. I should have read that entire chapter because I ended up going back almost to the beginning of it anyway. It was so good. The word is good. Amen. All the time. So we have to put on, because we're chosen by the Most High. That's what this Colossians was talking about, starting at that 12th verse. We have to put on, as the chosen, as the elect, we are chosen. Hallelujah. We are set apart, anointed and appointed to do kingdom work. We have to remember that. That's part of knowing whose we are. Hallelujah. We are the holy and the beloved of him. I may have mentioned this scripture last week. I don't remember. It sounds familiar. Maybe it did come out. But hey, the Holy Spirit is bringing it out again today. And I'm glad. I'm glad about it. And see, one thing about the enemy, he will do whatever he can do to bring havoc in the home. That's where it starts. He wants the vision. He don't care how he does it. He'll start in the home with the husband and the wife. He'll start in the home with the children against the, I mean, the scripture talks about the children. The sons will be against the fathers, the mothers and sons will be against the fathers and mothers. You know that scripture I'm talking about. We're seeing that. We're seeing children disrespecting their parents in a way that never had been before. One of the sisters on one of the prayer lines was sharing yesterday that I'm connected to, that her son has been disrespecting her, saying things to her that she would have never come out of his mouth. And that is nobody but the enemy. He will use, and see, one thing about it, he had got himself together, but I think he slipped back. And you know, when the house is swept clean, hallelujah, and there's nothing there, that's what I hate, when that type thing happens. Because when the enemy comes back to that house and there's nothing filled there, this is scripture here I'm talking. But I was thinking that scripture just came back to my mind as I'm thinking of her sharing that yesterday. When the house is swept clean, and when the enemy, he gonna come back, because he always comes, he'll leave just like he left the Messiah for a season, but he always comes back. He'll leave us, he'll come and mess with us for a little bit, then he'll leave and he'll come back. So when that house was swept clean and nothing was getting filled up there, guess what? Them enemies came back. And guess what they bought? Seven more demons with him. So this time, with him going back or whatever happened, that intensifies, and he's disrespecting her even the more. But the Father still going to yank his chain, because prayer is going up for him. His name is David. Hallelujah. And I went off in prayer for him yesterday. After hearing that, after I got off that call, I just began to pray and intercede for him. Oh, yes. So prayer and time with the Father makes a difference. It's important. Hallelujah. It's vitally important, saints, that we stay connected to the Most High. We stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Yes. Whatever's not in us, whatever's not of him that's in us, he'll pluck it off. Let him pluck it off. Hallelujah. That's why we have to clothe ourselves, my, in his word. Yes, so we would always be ready to give an answer. Hallelujah. Yes. And then, so we're putting on, right? We're talking about putting on and clothing. Amen. And we're going to always be ready. Hallelujah. To give an answer. And in order to do that, we have to, once we put on, then we have to let that word, hallelujah, put on that 16th verse. Let that word, hallelujah, dwell. Let the word dwell in us, okay? 16th verse in that same chapter of Colossians 3:16. Remember what Messiah taught, and let his word enrich your lives and make you wise. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to the Most High with thankful heart. And whatever you do or say, let it be a representation of the Most High, the Messiah. Hallelujah. And come with him into the presence of Elohim, the Father, to give him your thanks. Hallelujah. So see, we have to let the word indwell us richly. That's the only way we're going to be able to give the right answers. Amen? Yes. And then that's the way we're pressing in. Hallelujah, to our source. Hallelujah. This is what I had the wrong note with the wrong when I started, got ready to start early. It was put on. Now it's pressing in, because we're letting that word, amen, hallelujah. And the only way we're going to, I remember there was a word that the Father gave during the pandemic. He said, if my people don't draw close to me, hallelujah, when things come up, how did he say that? I wrote that down. Do I have that note with me? See if I have that note with me. Yes, I have it. I wrote it down too. The Most High is calling his people out of their zone of comfort. He's calling them into the deep. He said, I'm calling my people out of their zones of comfort into the deep. If they don't move when I call, they will suffer the consequences. I believe that. He is drawing, and he's always calling us up higher. He's saying, come up higher. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have given that to us. And when we press in, we have to draw into a more intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. We have to draw in with him. If we don't, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it through the times that we're living in. All this stuff that's going on in the world, it's not getting any better. You can turn on the news and see that. It's not getting any better. Amen. The Holy Spirit is speaking urgent messages to us. Amen. I don't take them lightly. We have to be ready to give answers, thanks. We have to fill ourselves up with this word. And then I heard this message. Somebody else said it not a few weeks ago. I don't remember when the message was, but he had me to share at a point where if the government was to come into your home today to take the word, take every biblical book or study or teaching that you have, that you study with, out of your home, what would be in you? What would be left in you? That's something to think about. Because our people are martyred in countries. And the United States don't take, things are changing in the United States. Open up your eyes and see what's really going on. Hallelujah. The Father is warning us to take heed lest we fall, lest we faint. Oh, I don't want to fall short and faint. I see the time. The handwriting is on the wall. He said, warn my people. Share with my people. I can only give what he gives. We're not going to make it, saints, if we don't have and make it on purpose, intentional, intimate time with our Heavenly Father. It's all about him. Amen. When we do that, we'll see more of his outpouring, more than we can even imagine. Miraculous healings will begin to take place. It's so much mess in us still. His freedom, the freedom that he brings, the liberty, the deliverances that he wants to bring, hallelujah, to others. We have the answers. We should. It should be a maybe or I think so or I'm not sure. And we definitely, you can't say you know it all because none of us know it all. We're still learning. We're still being taught. That's why it's important for us to spend time in his presence. You know, today is even the time of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I think like seven, it just came to my mind. A time that some churches are celebrating the feast of Pentecost. Amen. Yes, like it's like seven, like 50 days after the resurrection or the celebration of Easter, the resurrection. Amen. That we celebrate the resurrected, our resurrected Savior. Today is Pentecost. It just came to my mind. Amen. The time of fellowship where they commemorate or have a feast and celebrate the entrance of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit came and came to the apostles, hallelujah, and the disciples. In the upper room. Remember that time in Acts when that took place. Amen. So awesome. So awesome. And my mind just goes there when I'm thinking about, you know, that time, that intimate time that we spend with our Heavenly Father. Miraculous things. Hallelujah. Just like he did in Scripture. He said those things he did, we should do even greater. Amen. We are not exempt from that, but because we are not applying, spending that time, hallelujah, for him to magnify his glorious outpouring, oh, help us, Father. This message is for all of us. He's speaking it to me, so I know he's speaking it to the body, the saints. That's who we are. Amen. We in the last of the last days. Been hearing that for a long time too. But when you look at what's going on, it's really wicked and getting wicked-er, if that's a word. Ha! Oh, we're living in wicked times. It was wicked times over 2,000 years ago, and it's even more now. Mm. If you don't want the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to infiltrate, guess what? You don't want to press in. You don't want that word to dwell, the word of the Messiah, to dwell in you richly. Huh, that 16th verse, that's powerful. Let it. You don't have to make it. Just let it. Let that word, but the only way we're going to be able to do that, we have to spend time in the word. We have to abide in the word. Why? The word is important. Oh, yes. Let's go to John. Yes. I'm going to read this one out of the scripture. Very familiar passage of scripture. John, the first chapter. I think his name written in Hebrew is Yohanan. Yohanan. I'm not sure how the correct pronunciation is. I'm going to start at that first verse. In the beginning was the Word. Ha. And the Word was Elohim. The Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. Let's get that correct. He was in the beginning with Elohim. All came to be through him, and without him, not even one came to be that came to be. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. It can't. It just goes against the laws of even the scientists. Light, darkness, light will always overpower darkness. There was a man sent from Elohim whose name was Yohanan. John. Yes. This one came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all might believe through him. That's how we believe. We believe through that light, the Messiah. Yes. He was not that light, but that he might bear witness of that light. He was the true light, which enlightens every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. My. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of Elohim, to those believing in his name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the desire of flesh, nor of the desire of man, but of Elohim. Hallelujah. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. And we saw him, his esteem, or his glory, esteem as of an only brought forth of a Father, complete in favor and in truth. He's the Word. That's who we have to press into, the Word. Hallelujah. The Messiah came, has the Word, representing the Word. That's why he's our example, our main mentor. Hallelujah. I want to be like the Messiah. I don't want to be like Mike. I don't want to be like my mama. I don't want to be like my daddy. I want to be like the Messiah. I don't want to be like my brother, like my sister, like no kind of Hollywood star. Hallelujah. Oh, have mercy. Don't know what all them are into. All them, some of them into some demonic stuff. Huh. Who wants to be? But you see, this world is patterning themselves. And it's infiltrated into the church, into the set apart one. Let's say that. Amen. Huh. You see the world on them. Sometimes through the way they're dressing and sometimes in their character, in their conversation, the way they're giving answers. It's important, saints, that we know how to give answers in this season, in this time, in this day that we're in. We have to know. We have to press on in. Yes. Let that word of the Messiah. He is the Word. We just read it. He became, the Father became flesh and dwelt among us through his Son. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. And then he shed his blood. Hallelujah. And sent us back the other one that belonged to the union. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Ha, raw. Yes. I am so grateful that he's still working in us, working through us, working on us so we can give the right answers. Hallelujah. Thank you for equipping us, Father. Ha. I don't want to go from one disaster to the next disaster in life. I want to stay connected to the source, to the vine. Hallelujah. I want to continue to keep pressing in. Hallelujah. Pressing in to every hindrance, everything that's in me that's not like him is moved out of the way. That's a continuous process. I don't care how long you've been in relationship and had your relationship with the Father. I don't care how long you've been saved because you're still getting saved. Yes, you're still getting delivered. I know I am. So if I still am, you are too. Hallelujah. None of us have arrived yet. We're still working out our soul salvation in our mind, our way of thinking, in our will, the way we do things. Hallelujah. And in our emotions. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes our emotions can rule us, and that shouldn't be happening. We should be led by the Spirit. Our Heavenly Father is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We worship him. I believe so. I believe we do. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to keep pressing in, letting his word dwell in us richly. Hallelujah. That's why it's the first step to drawing closer. We got to realize that we have to know him first in his word. We have to know him first in his word. Meditate on that. Amen. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't get to know him through what his word says. They try to know him through their feelings, through their emotions. And that's so true. You go by how you feel, this feeling, that feeling. Well, I feel it's not about that. We have to know him through what his word says. Knowing him through your emotions and in that realm, it'll never work. It won't. You won't be sanctified. You won't come set apart. And that's what he called us to be. You'll still be walking in carnality over and over. No growth. You'll stay a baby. You'll stay baby. You'll still just be want some milk. Meat will just grab you. No, that's why it's important. We have to let that word dominate our thinking. That's part of letting the word dwell in us richly. It has to dominate our thinking. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Yahushua. Messiah. Yes. Let that thought, let those thoughts be in you. And the only way they're going to get in us is through the word, through meditation, through study. Hallelujah. Of the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the only way. And see, when the word began to control our mind, we will have the right answer. When someone comes with a question, hallelujah, we'll be able to season that answer with salt. We'll be able to give them an answer, and it'll be seasoned right on time with salt. I needed to hear that today. That helped me. Thank you for that. I know how to move going forward. I know how to make what decision I need to make. We are the mouthpieces of the Most High. We have to recognize that. And any corrupt communication should not, foul language should not be coming out of our mouth. And the only way that's going to happen, we have to be renewed. We have to be renewed in our minds through the word. And it's okay. You can listen to devotional speakers. You can even play the scriptures. That's a part of even your study time and method. You can have scriptures and audio playing and listening to the word that way as well. But as long as you're feeding yourself, amen, sometimes jotting down notes, as the Holy Spirit speaks to you through that word. Amen. And before you even began, pray. Hallelujah. Pray before you began. I shared that last week, I believe. That prayer I prayed out of Psalm 119 and 18. I used to pray that all the time. Amen. Before I would go to study. Hallelujah. I meditated on that scripture over and over, and then I would start applying myself to study. Amen. Open my eyes that I may see, hallelujah, wonderful things in your law. His word is his law, hallelujah, that we get to follow. Yeah, the New Testament, some people say, oh, the New Testament done away with the Torah. No. We got to have it all. We need the whole book, every bit of it. Even some scriptures is lost that we don't even know about, some that weren't even placed in the 66 that we do know of in these Bibles and scriptures that's written today. There are some lost books. There's some things, some people that we don't know about, haven't studied about. And see, I'm on a search for the sure enough truth of the Most High. I've been on that going back to the Hebrew, and I used to be there a long time ago. I thought about it one day, and I was getting depressed. I said, wait a minute. Father, I'm not going to beat myself down. I should be further advanced where I am when it comes to the Hebraic teachings. I should be further advanced because that was the original teachings and writings of the scriptures. And so much has been twisted and we've been taught. And, you know, some things I'm going to have to go re-unlearn. I'm telling you. But I was just thinking about it, how I was there at one point years ago. And then I just got lost off of it. I'm getting back though. I'm getting back there. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Just want to know the truth. Just want to know the truth of the truth. I just do. And I love the Father. I believe you too. However, we believe in the truth. I just want to know the truth of the truth. And it doesn't change anything. I'm still serving the same Father. Amen. I'm still serving him. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for him till I die. Till he calls my name. Hallelujah. But that's our first step is getting in that word, meditating in it. Mm. Amen. Letting it dominate our thinking. Amen. The Messiah, he's the word. And when we pattern after his life and see, you know, his walk is in the newer covenant, of course. He was talked about in the old covenant. He came in his life, which shows us how to live. Hallelujah. But in the Torah, we can learn how not to live as well. But a lot of those things that happen in the Torah or the Old Covenant, or Old Testament, however you want to call it, but is the Torah, the laws and the different things. We should still be honoring a lot of those. The Pentecost, the celebration, I believe as believers, we should still be celebrating that. Certain things we're celebrating now that the world celebrates is all whacked up. We all twisted up. I tell you, we are. So the custom, and that's what the scripture tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds have to be renewed. Yes, have to be renewed. And then there is one more passage of scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to put on, hallelujah, let that word. And then in Colossians 4, it even goes on a little further. Colossians 4, let's go on over to Colossians 4. And I'm going to start at that first verse. I don't know how I read in the, I didn't read it in the, let me see how I read in the New King James Version. Give me just a second here. Ah, thank you for your word, Father. I just love it. Real good. Okay, so in this, I'm reading this out of the Life Application Scripture. It says, you slave owners must be just and fair to all your slaves. My, that's what was going on back in there. Always remember that you too have a master in heaven who is closely watching you. So see, Paul was talking to them in the way that what they was dealing with. Deal with your slaves justly. You got people that's over people. Amen. Even today. And they treat them like they are hard taskmaster. Amen. That's what I say about my new manager. I said, she's trying to give commands and demands, and she just don't know. I said, you messing with a child of the king. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what I got to do on my job because I do it as unto the Father. But hey, come on now. You better watch it. In other words, have a master in heaven who is closely watching you. Verse 2, don't be weary in prayer. Keep at it. Watch for Elohim's answers and remember to be thankful when they come. Don't forget to pray for us, too, that Elohim will give us many chances to preach the good news of the Messiah, for which I am here in jail. Pray that I will be bold enough to tell it freely and fully and make it plain, as of course I should. Make the most of your chances to tell others the good news. He's talking to them, but he's talking to us today. The Father is talking to us today. Be wise in all your contact with them. Let your conversation be gracious as well as sensible, for then you will have the right answer for everyone. Ha! That's it. This was the one main scripture that the Father gave me, but he said, bring that out loud. When he had me to ask this question, are we prepared with the answers? Well, he gave us the antidote at the beginning. He let us know the source. He let us know who to, you know, he let us know to what to put on, what to clothe ourselves with. We're believers. Hallelujah. I'm praying everybody that's hearing my voice is have accepted the Messiah as their personal Savior. Amen. We're believers. So we are to put on, hallelujah, the very elect. We're the very chosen one of the Most High. So it's some things we have to put on. And then there's some stuff we got to take off. That's all that was throughout that third chapter of Colossians. Putting on and a taking off. Amen. We have to have vows of mercies. We have to extend mercies to others. Amen. Kindness, humbleness. We don't know what people are dealing with and going through. Even when someone comes to you and they're so mean-spirited, you don't know what they just dealt with, what's going on. But the calm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you stir up more anger, it brings forth wrath. A soft answer just subsides. Scripture talks about that. It encourages us in that. Amen. That's why we have to be ready to give answers. Hallelujah. The only way we're going to be able to do that is to put on these vows of mercy. The Father has extended them to us. He's shown us kindness. He's shown us humility. He engrafted us in. We're in. Hallelujah. Amen. Our thoughts need to be humble. We can't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Amen. He said, think not yourself more highly than we're not above anybody just because we've been delivered in an area or two or three. Just because we're walking free in some area. We have not, we still haven't arrived. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Stay humble. Hallelujah. Stay humble. And then we that humility will allow us to be able to talk with to people without arrogance. Giving answers, hallelujah, with an humble spirit, meekness, long-suffering. Sometimes we have to have long-suffering for individuals because they aren't there yet. You remember that saying they used to, are we there yet? No, some people aren't there yet. Haven't got there yet. But we have to have that long suffering, that patience. The Father had it for us. I know he had it for me. I accepted him as my personal Savior when I was 15, and I backslid quite a few times within there. I finally really got fully committed, but I backslid within there quite a few times. Had to keep asking for forgiveness. Had to keep repenting. Had to keep coming back. But I'm grateful that I kept coming back. My. I didn't totally just go out there and just stay and linger. That's something to think about, saints. set apart ones. That's who we are. We've been set apart for the use of the master's will, to do his bidding, to go where he leads us to go, to say what he leads us to say, to do what he leads us to do, to give where he leads us to give and thank. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be ready. I want to say yes to that question. Are we prepared with answers, the right answers, the profound answers? It's going to change the trajectory of someone's life. Seasoned with salt answers. Huh. It's so important. Yes. Let me see how the Amplified said this. Let your speech at all times, not sometimes, at all times, yes, be gracious, pleasant, and winsome, seasoned, as it were, with salt, that you may never be at loss to know how you ought to answer anyone who puts a question to you. Some people might ask you, why you believe what you believe? You got an answer. Why you stand for what you stand on? Do you have an answer? We have to be prepared, saints. We should say yes, just as we say yes to your will and to your way. Father, I surrender to you, your will and your way. Not my will, but do we really mean that? Those words are powerful. We have to pay attention to the words, even when it comes to this scripture being broken down. When we get in it, meditate on the words and the meaning, what they're saying to you as an individual. Hallelujah, has an individual believer, then we can come together in the unity of the faith, believing, being on one accord. Hallelujah, that's what our Father is about. He's not about the schisms and the division. He's about unity, and he wants us to always be able to come forth with the right answers. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning. If any of you are going to a service to celebrate, yesterday was Shabbat. Hallelujah, Shalom, the Sabbath, it was, and I'm grateful. Some of us are still going to Sunday service on a Sunday service on today. Hallelujah. If you are, I pray that if, even if you're going there and they're celebrating Pentecost, hallelujah. Today is Pentecost. I'm unmuting the lines. If anyone has a comment, a question, or a prayer request in reference to, hallelujah, the message on today, I pray I have an answer if you have a question. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay, now we're just going to close out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your visitation. We thank you for your presence, the presence of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for him rest, ruling, and abiding in us today. And always, we thank you as we go about this day that you will go forth before us, keep us in all our ways, every part of our activities, every part of our words that we speak. Hallelujah. Let our words continue to be seasoned with your salt. Hallelujah. Keep us prepared to give the right answers every time, all the time. Hallelujah. Just as you, the Messiah, you represent it. You always had an answer. Even the Pharisees and all those, hallelujah, that came and questioned you about this and questioned you about that, you always gave them a seasoned answer and went on about your business. You are bad like that. And we thank you, Father, that you're preparing us to be the same way, to be able to, our words to be seasoned with grace. Hallelujah, not with bitterness, not with sharp-pointed words, but with graciousness, sweetness, and kindness. Our response to questions, Father, we thank you. We'll open up the hearts and the minds of individuals, Father, to give them a new thought process, to turn them away to the going in the right direction. I just believe that today, Father, I thank you that you're equipping us, your saints, for such a time as this, to go forth, to build up your kingdom. And I thank you. Hallelujah. The answer must always be seasoned with salt and flavor. It brings flavor, helping us to avoid any filthiness or any type of wrath or anything. Salt saved from corruption. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, Father, even the more. It is a penetrating source, and we thank you for it. We just give you praise. We give you glory that as we go about this day, the beginning of this new week, we thank you that you're going forth before us. Hallelujah. You're preparing the way for us. You're preparing, hallelujah. You're making every crooked path straight, moving out all the rough edges and the rough places, even in our life personally, in our family life. We just lift up our family members to your husbands, wives, children, grandchildren, great-grands, cousins, uncles, aunts, grandparents. Father, we just lift up our entire family community unto you. You know what they need. You know all things. Hallelujah. You're omniscient. Hallelujah. You're everywhere all the time at the same time. And we thank you for that. Get involved. Get in mix. Get in the mix of every situation in our families, and we thank you for that. We lift up our communities where we live, Father. We thank you for your divine safety, angelic host covering us, hallelujah, protecting us, keeping us safe. Don't let any, hallelujah, thing come against us. We thank you for your divine protection. You are Yehovah Jireh, our provider, and we thank you for that. You're taking care of every need, and not only are you meeting it, but you're doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to that power that's at work on the inside of us. And we thank you for that. We just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And it's in the name of your son we pray, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Amen, amen. And go in his shalom peace today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you.